Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Volleyball scores from yesterday. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They beat Tri-City United 3 sets to 1, 24-26, 25-16, 25-20, and 25-23. Panthers, they're now 2-0 on the season. Houston, they beat Glenville Lemons 3 sets to nothing. Very close sets, 27-25, 25-23, and 25-18. Wolverines fall to 0-1. Lake Mills, they beat Belmont Clemmy 3 sets to nothing, 25-9, 25-12, and 25-13. Bulldogs improved to 2-0. Nashua Plainfield over Northwood Kensett 3 sets to nothing, 25-7, 25-17, and 25-9. Vikings, they fall to 0-6. In boys and girls cross country yesterday at the Austin meet, the Albert Lea boys, they took 5th place out of 6 teams. The Albert Lea girls team was incomplete. Top runner for the boys, Gavin Hinkey, he took 3rd place with a time of 17:37. We'll have much more on this meet coming up this afternoon on Afternoons with Aaron. But again, the Albert Lea boys took 5th. The girls team was incomplete. Girls tennis, Owatonna beat Albert Lea 7-0. LeSueur Henderson gets by USC 6-1. And in boys soccer, Albert Lea, their first opening night win since 2016. They go on the road. They beat Triton by the score of 3-1. Well, Frank Swindell homered for the 2nd straight game. Ian Happ had a towering homer into the 3rd deck. The Cubbies, they beat our Minnesota Twins last night by the score of 3-1. Same 2 teams tonight to wrap up a very quick 2-game series at Target Field. Pre-game at 6:30. We'll have your first pitch at 7:10. The New York Jets traded tight end Chris Herndon along with a 2022 6th-round draft pick to the Minnesota Vikings for a 4th-rounder in next year's draft. Now, Herndon was a 4th-round pick of the Jets in 2018 out of Miami. The 25-year-old Herndon had 71 career catches for 796 yards and 7 touchdowns in 3 seasons. Now, the Vikings found themselves in dire need of reinforcement at tight end with a knee injury to their number 1 option, Irv Smith Jr., that will require surgery and keep him sidelined for at least a few games, if not more. Kayla McBride scored 25 points and grabbed 9 rebounds. Nafisa Collier added 21 points and 14 rebounds. The Minnesota Lynx, they beat the New York Liberty 72-66. Minnesota, now 16-9, they have won 3 straight games. So a good streak going for the Lynx. Baseball scores. The Tampa Bay Rays were able to turn just 5 hits into their 9th consecutive win as Yandy Diaz drove in 2 with a double during a 6-run 2nd. The Rays beat the Red Sox 8-5. Now Tampa Bay's division lead is 7 games over the 2nd-place Yankees. They were beaten by the Angels last night 6-4. Matt Chapman smacked a 2-run homer and also had a solo shot as the A's pick up their 3rd straight win. They beat Detroit 9-3. The A's also pulled within 5 games of the AL West leading Astros. Houston got beat by the Mariners 4-0. The White Sox, they down the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-2. Orioles pick up a win at Toronto by the same score 4-2. San Francisco, their lead in the NL West is down to just a 0.5 game over the Dodgers as the Brewers beat San Francisco 6-2. The Dodgers pull within 0.5 game as they beat Atlanta 3-2. It's now a 5-game winning streak for the Phillies as they pound the Nationals 12-6. Blake Snell threw 7 no-hit innings as San Diego beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-0. Javier Baez singled in the 9th and scored the winning run as the Mets, they beat the Marlins 6-5 in the completion of a suspended game. In the irregular scheduled game, the Mets also picked up a win. They win 3-1. Indians, they thumped the Royals 7-2, and the Rangers, they topped the Rockies 4-3. The New England Patriots have shown Cam Newton the door after just 1 season with the team. The Pats have released the 2015 NFL Most Valuable Player, paving the way for rookie Mac Jones to open the season as a starting quarterback. Veteran players say that Jones has impressed them in training camp with his work ethic. Now, Jones won a national title last season at Alabama. Quarterback Deshaun Watson remains in the Houston Texans active roster as the team made cuts to reduce their roster to 53 players. Now, Watson's future with the team is in question after 22 women filed lawsuits alleging that he sexually assaulted or harassed them. Now, Watson reported to camp to avoid being fined and participated in individual drills, but never practiced with the team, watching as Tyrod Taylor ran the offense. Saints head coach Sean Payton says the displaced team is exploring the possibility of remaining in Dallas for up to a month in opening their regular season against Green Bay in the Cowboys' home stadium. Now, there are logistical challenges with staffing an NFL game at the Superdome in the near future because of the widespread damage by Hurricane Ida in the New Orleans area. Now, while the Superdome appears to have been spared significant damage, many New Orleans residents have evacuated, and officials have advised them not to return for at least another several days. Rajon Rondo has re-signed with the Los Angeles Lakers to pursue another championship ring. The Lakers are bringing back Rondo on a one-year contract. The veteran point guard played an important role as a reserve and a team leader on the Los Angeles Lakers, a 17th NBA championship team during the 2019-20 season. That was his second with the Lakers. The 35-year-old Rondo agreed to a buyout with Memphis last Saturday and quickly rejoined a title contender. And Canada has dethroned the U.S. as world champions in women's hockey as they beat the U.S. 3-2. U.S. was the five-time defending champions. Canada, that's their first gold medal at the Women's Hockey World Championship since 2012. And that's Quick Check of Sports. More sports coming up this afternoon and another check of sports right around 12:23 this afternoon. At Sports, I'm Kate from the Americana Insurance Press Box. I'm Aaron Worm.